Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Friday, December 2nd, and we are here.
Here we are.
Because we are. We just are, folks.
We live
here. We're here in your ears every day.
What if we just never left this room?
That would be cool.
To some people, that's what it's like.
Yeah, it seems like I never leave the station,
yes,
actually.
Yeah.
But no complaints there, folks. We have a lot of cool people coming here. Tomorrow, there's a jazz show here on Saturdays at 10 in the morning. If you guys like really smooth jazz, tomorrow they're going to have Melissa Manchester on.
Wow.
So that would be pretty cool. I'm sure most people have heard of her. I like her music and everything. So that should be cool if you guys want to check it out on the video channel Saturdays in the morning. So there you go. Also, we're going to have a guest on the phone today. She's going to call in a few minutes. She's a good friend as well, and she used to host a show here, too.
Oh.
So it seems like the whole world hosts shows.
Yeah, I always feel like we interview people who's hosted a show.
Right.
Always.
So, yeah. So yesterday we had Susan Olsen. You seem to have had a good time.
I loved it. Great time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun, and we found out a little bit, a few stories about the Brady Bunch. And
very good.
Very interesting. I did want to ask you, when we were talking about the crush that Barry Williams had on Florence Henderson, did she return the affection in any way?
No.
She didn't lead him on or anything, right?
No, she just was just nice and stuff, yeah.
Right, okay.
I mean, she said that Florence Henderson played a few pranks and maybe just a little, but was in a fun, loving way.
Right. I mean, you don't tease people with stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. It's heartbreak.
Yeah.
God, like Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement, if he had just even written me back once, my heart would have gone on forever. JTT,
whoa.
Love
you. So, very cool. It's a Friday, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, what is it out there? Are we having like a dust storm or something?
Okay, so
sandstorm, right?
Okay, is that what it is? I thought there might have been a fire. All you see is sort of this high amount of, in California, you always think fire.
Right.
But I think it's a dust storm.
That's what they're saying.
We have a huge amount. It's very windy out here, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
And so we're getting in the dust bowl.
Yeah, I know. It's like we can't see the mountains this morning.
No, you can see nothing.
You usually can see them very clearly.
This is the first sign of the apocalypse.
Exactly, you know, so we're getting every kind of weather here except enough rain.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, man, but there seems to be like a big hand in the sky stopping the clouds from coming
and
here.
I've been doing my rain dance naked and it hasn't been working.
Not even naked?
Not even.
My God.
Perhaps I should try putting clothes
different.
On. Perhaps that's why we don't have the rain. Maybe
well,
that's the
I
reason.
Don't know, but the rain dance is definitely necessary
it
these
is.
Days, man.
Very bad.
I don't know what we have to do to get some rain here, you know. I'm sure a lot of people are praying, too. But
oh, yeah.
Nothing's happening,
no,
folks.
Nothing's happening. Well, let's hope, especially for this. Look at the airplane going through the dust. Not good.
No, huh?
Not good. It is God. A sign, guys, so everyone hold on to your seats.
Yeah, we do get those, what they call Santa Ana winds here. But those are the hot ones. I don't think these are Santa Anas. I
no,
don't know.
This one is just, like, all of the Melrose, a lot of the lights were all out because some wind, you know, some tree went into a telephone wire. So
wow.
Be careful out there, people.
Yeah, very interesting. Wow.
We're so fragile.
I know, right?
There's a little bit of wind, people. Please
I
be
know.
Careful.
We can't stand any weather other than
God.
Sunshine here.
I know. Is it not beach weather, dude? I don't it get
is.
It, dude.
Yeah.
That's what LA is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, except it is kind of cold, but it has been chilly here. That's for sure. We get to the down to the 40s and even, I think, 30s over the weekend at night.
Wow.
So that's pretty cold. Yeah.
Good for us.
Yeah. What was I going to ask you? Did you grow up with football in D.C. when you grew
up?
Well,
the Washington Redskins.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
because, you know, where's the, that's right. So it was the Redskins. Yeah. Now, you guys are like a sworn enemy against the Cowboys and stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And this year, the Cowboys are doing very well.
Okay. Where are we going with this? Don't mean to rub it in,
but no, the reason I brought it up is because they haven't been this good in a long time.
It's coming back, baby. It's like, right? Today, what is it, 11 or 12 games straight they won? Unbelievable.
Right. That's true. And that's unlike them because, you know, I remember in the 70s, they were like America's team, mm-hmm, and people kept calling them that even though they've been losing and losing and losing.
Yeah, when are they America's
team? Yeah, you know, why are they so dear to everybody?
That's right. And then the Bears in the 80s, the Bears, Chicago Bears, the 85 Bears, huge.
That's true.
So, and then, you know, the Redskins are coming back.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, my school didn't allow football or cheerleading because it was sexist.
Really?
I went to a very hippy dippy private academy in DC, and it was seen, I think we just didn't have the field to be honest. But their reasoning was that you know, you didn't want to be sexist, so that was cool.
But I guess for you we had
lacrosse and tennis.
Yeah, but I mean, what the hell?
Real preppy sports.
So how's the NFL like sexist? Because just guys play it?
Yeah, like women weren't, like there wasn't, like in our school, if you had a male tennis team, you always had a female tennis team.
Right.
And they thought that the cheerleading and the football would be very, it's just not our
like
type
one-sided
of school.
Like one-sided. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's probably we did not have the room, to be honest. But we also, it is not in our, we're more of a kumbaya kind of place. Not a lot of tackling goes on.
Right.
We were a safe school. So, yeah, but I didn't grow up with any like pep rallies or like the normal like high school thing that you get, you know what I mean?
Right, like so, homecoming.
Yeah, we didn't have
like
we would never have homecoming king or queen cuz you know you're picking people out. No way. Yeah.
What school was that again?
Georgetown Day School, one of the best schools in the country, but incredibly very liberal, progressive, first integrated school in the nation's capital. So we were always the weirdos, the cool ones, the writers, the artists. We're the theater kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are not the football players. So then I went, of course, University of Michigan, which was only a football school. And I'm like, now what is this sport? Is there an intercept? I was like such a moron.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now I love football.
Yeah. Well, no wonder you have opinions like this. I mean, you grew up left wing, everything, right? All the schools you went to,
Michigan was more mid. Yeah, Ann Arbor was still very liberal. But my family, D.C., was 93% of them voted for Clinton.
Whoa.
Yeah, D.C. is a hot, hot blue state.
How is that? I mean, because there's politicians from every color there.
But they don't vote from D.C.
Really?
They vote from their own states.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
The politicians are going to vote from like Wisconsin if you're the senator.
Right,
but
right,
D.C.
right.
is a highly integrated, highly diverse, and very Democratic, very liberal. 93%. I mean, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Very.
Wow.
Mike Pence is moving in, the vice president, if you guys don't know, is moving into my parents' neighborhood in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And
that must make a lot of people happy.
So every single person around him in this house, they're renting a house. They have put up rainbow flags for the gay community. So surrounding, in a way, not protesting, but just showing support.
Right.
So surrounding Mike Pence's house is up to 7 or 8 huge flags out surrounding his house on every single house.
Okay.
You don't mess with DC people, man.
Yeah, right?
We're hardcore.
Hardcore, big time.
So,
wow.
Yeah, that was a Clinton town. And when Clinton, and then Obama, when Obama came, they would go to dinners and we'd see them out at the ballet or the opera. I mean, the Obamas really took the time to really invest in DC. They went to Ben's Chili Bowl and like some really cool new restaurants from young up and comers. But then everyone's like, Trump's coming and it's like, dun, dun, dun. But he'll probably be in New York more.
Yeah. So now you said 93%, that's, you said Clinton. Is that Bill Clinton?
No, Hillary.
Hillary.
Yeah. We are not a Trump loving
mentioned,
We also love Bill Clinton. I mean, we're just a very liberal place. It's a very blue little town.
I loved Bill Clinton, you know.
I really did,
you know.
That guy was started, when I learned about the pop culture and I learned about politics and mixing the two, because I studied pop culture, but I grew up amongst politics. When I started to mix the two was when he walked out on Arsenio Hall with the saxophone.
Yeah, right.
And I thought, oh my God, he's going to mix them.
Yeah,
and he was
cool
the first
president.
One to mix them.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I love Hillary, but man, she does not have his charisma.
That's true.
And he had to play a backseat because of all the Monica stuff. So we missed out on this charismatic, like, genius of a politician.
Well, we still got some of that. You know, first term was good.
Yeah. No, I mean, when Hillary ran, you never heard him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He had to kind of, they kind of played him in the background a little bit. He also looks like he's disappearing. But other than that.
That's true. But he would have overshadowed her if he was in the limelight too
much. Or you could have brought up Monica. Like, there's a lot you could blame him for. But man, you have him in the back pocket and you don't use him. Man, he is such a great politician on speeches and he's so likable. You know what I mean?
So explain to me though, because this part I don't remember, and you probably know it. When he was impeached, he still stayed in office, right?
Yeah.
So how does that happen?
You can be, and I'm not like a my, basically, impeached just means. Tisk, tisk, you've done something wrong.
Oh, really? So it doesn't mean you get fired?
Right. I wonder, I'm trying to think if I thought he was, he was impeached. I was just making sure, but.
He was.
I was just thinking he wasn't disbarred, but then I think he was as well. But yeah, there's different, impeachment is like very rare. We've only had it with Andrew Johnson, which was right after Lincoln.
Right.
So I don't really know a lot about it, but I know that it doesn't immediately mean you're exiled from the presidency.
Okay.
We're all hoping like, you know, Trump does something stupid soon and can get impeached. But you know, you kind of want to get him.
Which is kind of likely.
He's
going to
do something. Did you see his little tie today? It whipped in the wind, and then the back of it, it's got all the scotch tape on it to keep it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was blown in the wind, and people took
could
a picture
see,
of it.
Yeah, they saw the scotch tape he has to like keep it down. Not that that's dumb. It's just funny. I don't know.
Scotch tape.
Yeah. Holding it together.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. You know, you never know.
Got to keep looking fine.
Yeah. But, so the Cowboys are doing well, we'll see what happens there. Now, here comes our guest now calling in, so I'm going to take the call right now, and let me bring this up, and we're going to talk to Sherry Lacey. Sherry, are you on the line with us?
I am. Good morning, Sam.
Ah, Sherry, thank you for calling in. Meet Tori.
Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Tori.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
Now, you'll find that Cherry is a very fun woman. She's got a great personality, always hyper and excited and enthusiastic about everything.
I like it.
So that's cool. And you would have been here, Cherry, but you live so far. I didn't realize how far you live.
I know. I live just north of Temecula, next to Canyon Lake.
Okay.
And, you know, with the 91 freeway being all torn up and morning commuter traffic, it's craziness.
Wow.
Jeez.
So now, I mean, did you always live far from the city, or is this something recent? Really?
Yeah, I would say in the late 90s, I did live in Woodland Hills.
Which is pretty close here.
About a year or two.
Yeah. But so is that where you grew up also? Is that your neighborhood there?
Well, actually, yeah, tied into the story I was going to share with you guys today. I was actually born March Air Force Base, which is Moreno Valley.
Uh-huh.
And now it's a reserve base, but it was a very, very active base in the late 60s because, you know, the Vietnam War was in full swing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my dad was a B-52 pilot with the Air Force.
Wow.
So we moved around a lot.
Yeah. And so you guys moved around with him, huh?
We did. We did. So in 1973, we were sent over to Guam.
Whoa.
And Guam back then was just starting to get fresh eggs and fresh milk.
Whoa.
Prior to that, people had to eat powdered milk and powdered eggs.
Oh,
but,
my God.
It's come a long way since then. But in the mid-70s, it was very active because of the Vietnam War.
Hmm.
Wow.
I have a lot of fans in Guam. Did you know that?
Really?
Do you?
Yeah, I actually, Guam is a hot spot. And to be honest, it's because I think what's interesting is I was on Reels channel and it was on the military channel.
Oh,
it was a movie
that's
channel.
Probably how.
And I think the base would watch the movie. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, there you go.
I was up in San Francisco a couple of months ago and I did my first Airbnb condo.
Nice, nice.
And Oracle was up there because they had 65,000 people up there. The hotel rates were quadrupled.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I did Airbnb, and the guy that I rented from was on his way to Guam.
Oh, so many Guam connections.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's
here?
Guaming
yeah.
on? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
So I've always wanted to go back. I the last time I was there was May 1977. I was 10 years old. And I had great memories of Guam, really great memories. Warm people, the island people are so warm and just beautiful island.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Guam is in the Pacific. What is it close to, Sherry?
Let's see. It's in the Marianas Islands. Uh-huh. So the closest major island uh-huh. would be Okinawa mm.
okay,
and Japan.
So Japan, okay, mm-hmm. gotcha.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
So
when we had a major typhoon in 1976, we had a Category 5 typhoon hit Guam. My dad and all the guys had to move the airplanes off the island and move them to Okinawa so they would be safe.
Wow.
How interesting. So an Air Force brat. Of all things,
Air,
huh?
Yeah, Air Force brat, and that's why I'm really pro-military. I'm very proud of our military, and I really love to support our guys and our troops, and that's my passion. Is I know there's a, I have a lot of people that I went to high school with uh-huh. That were married to guys in the military that came back with PTSD.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're struggling, and so I definitely, you know, admire anybody that goes into the military and gives their service, and mm-hmm. my dad luckily didn't have PTSD because he was a pilot. You're not really on the ground. Mm-hmm.
Right, you don't see all the carnage and everything.
B-52s, man, those are heavy, heavy planes.
Yes.
I mean, that's like yeah, an old school yeah, boat.
A bomb, like, going past his window. Whoa. Like, he looked out the window and a bomb, God. He saw a bomb, like, go past his plane. And, you know, so I'm sure he probably downplays a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, because pilots had a lot, too. I mean, they had to go through a lot. But it is an interesting thing. You're above it all, isn't it? It's a little bit more interesting. It's a
right.
little, yeah, you're a sort of separate from it in a way.
Yeah.
Exactly. Totally different experience. So yeah. When we were on Guam, during the fall of Saigon, all of these children from Vietnam were rushed to boats, and they set up these refugee camps in Guam, and all these children were there. And then they started putting them in foster homes and school. Mm. So my brother was 3 years older than me, my real brother, my biological brother, and he met Tony in sixth grade. And Tony was older, but they put him in sixth grade so he could learn mm. the language. And of course, all the Vietnamese children picked up English very quickly. Mm. And my brother came home one day from school, and he said, "Mom, Dad, Tony needs a family."
Wow.
And my parents were, "Okay.
Wow.
Let's do this.
Let's just,
and
wow."
Immediately, they did the adoption proceedings. And so Tony is now 52 years old.
Wow.
And he has a Vietnamese girlfriend that is very fluent. My brother is still fluent.
Wow.
But he's very active in a Vietnamese church in Garden Grove.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So what they do is once a year they like to go over to Vietnam and help the poor villages. So the average income in these poor villages is $1,500 in 1 year.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
And it was funny. I asked my brother, "Do they know you're American, even though you look Vietnamese?"
Right.
And you know, and he said, "The reason they can tell I'm Americanized is my teeth are good."
Oh, God.
Dentistry.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's
dentistry.
True. That's one thing that they don't have money for is dentistry. Right.
Yeah.
And his skin color isn't as dark as theirs because they're out in the field.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's like little differences that they pick up on right away.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so his passion is he's one of 10 children. He did reconnect with his biological family over the years, but 5 of the 10 children are dead.
Mm.
Some committed suicide. suicide is very high over there.
Mm. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that.
Wow. How
yeah,
come?
It's depression.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, from yeah. the poverty, you think?
Yep, it's the poverty. It's the despair, and especially the children of the war.
Mm-hmm.
My brother had a lot of upsetting memories that to this day he really doesn't like to talk about.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Talk about PTSD. Yeah, PTSD. You know? Talk about PTSD. You have kids with that now, and it's like they'll never
exactly.
forget. Yeah, it's just embedded.
Exactly. And it was interesting. I just went to Australia in October, and I went to four different cities in October. I did Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane, and Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a huge Vietnamese influx in Melbourne.
Oh, interesting. Because that's so weird. That's so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, because it was kind of close to them, so they fled there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was talking to these Vietnamese gals that were doing my nails, and they're probably in their early 30s. And all their relatives came over after the war.
Hmm. That's so funny when there's like a strong, you know, constituency of some group. But Australia seems like everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
Like people in Australia just seem like I've never met an Aussie that wasn't like the nicest, kindest
right.
person I've ever met.
That's true.
Well, it's funny because I was talking, they just got Uber over there a few months ago.
Uber.
And the Uber drivers were so fun to talk to because I like to pick their brains about the cultures.
Yeah.
And it was cute because the one guy was like, I don't mean to be rude, but, and then he would say, I don't like these people. I don't like that people.
Oh.
You know, it's funny. They have the same issues we have. You
but
know,
they're more polite about it, probably.
They are polite about it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no one does that here. I don't mean to be rude, but they're just like,
yeah,
screw you.
Exactly. And right. So the Vietnamese don't like the Chinese. They think that they're conceited, and they think that they're better than the Vietnamese.
Mm.
And then the South African guy told me he doesn't like the Lebanese. And then, you know what I mean? It was funny. Like each culture had their thing.
Right.
It's like
exactly.
the lunch table at a cafeteria.
Yeah.
Don't
exactly.
sit with each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I will say their gang problems, I don't think, are as bad as ours. They did have a drug problem over there because, you know, that's the bath salts.
Yeah.
That
uh-huh.
come
in. Originated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a 27-year-old soccer player, or football, I guess they call it football player over there, die from a bad batch of bath salts.
Wow.
And so, you know, the drugs are prevalent everywhere.
That's true, yeah. Well, so, Sherry, so let's get to the reason that you wanted to call in. I see you're involved in new stuff, a lot of exciting things. So
yeah.
So but you started saying that your brother's going to Vietnam. He's going to help some people at the in the poor villages and everything. And you want to put a fundraiser together? Tell us about that.
Right. I work with a company called Roden and Fields, and they are almost the number one skincare company in the country right now.
Really? Wow, I've heard of them.
Yeah. The two women that started the company are Stanford trained, and they are actually the women behind Proactiv.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows Proactiv.
Yes. So they sold Proactiv, and then they started this other company that focuses on acne, anti-aging, and you know, helping people with their skincare needs. And of course, with the baby boomers out there, anti-aging is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. But of course, you know, they have a nice 50 SPF, which a lot of people are starting to be more conscientious about protecting their skin against the sun.
Right.
But what I'd like to do is anybody that wants to buy any skincare, I want to donate all of that money to my brother for helping the Vietnamese poor villages. What I can do is I can provide my email, but the exciting part is I had a company recently, a travel company, they're donating $200 gift cards for anybody that does a donation.
Wow.
So it's a travel card that people can use anywhere in the world on a hotel so for donating a gift towards Vietnam, there'll be given a $200 travel VIP card that they can use at any hotel.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's very cool. What nice support you guys get. So this is cool, Sherry. How long have you been involved with this? This is really exciting.
Yeah, my brother has been going to Vietnam. I think this will be his second or third trip, and he's decided to make it his life's mission to try to help. He's so passionate about helping the children because I think the pain of what he felt as a child being so poor, and he probably went many days without eating and probably eating scraps of whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the pain that he felt as a child, he can give back. Mm-hmm. And I know he feels passionate about that he's fluent and he can go over there and he can offer guidance and hope and support. And I love any of these causes that, like how they have the micro loans that they help women in like India.
Oh, yeah.
They make jewelry. Mm-hmm. And I always buy the jewelry that
right.
the Indians
the baskets and the jewelry. You always do.
Yeah, because I want to support these ladies that are in, all these countries that do this beautiful craft work that I think is amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to get other businesses to help my brother and his cause. Because I know, I love Tom's shoes. You know, they do you buy a pair of shoes and they give a pair of shoes to a child.
Mm-hmm. Tom's has always been one of those great companies. You give one, you get one.
Exactly. I love their mission and story, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do for my brother is utilize platforms where, let's say somebody buys skincare, and maybe they know somebody that is fighting skin cancer, and they want to give them a really good SPF 50 to protect their skin, or they know somebody with horrible acne, and they're being viciously teased at school. And they want to help a teenager, clear up their skin. I want to donate the money that would be the profit off the product and give it to my brother. But also, as a thank you, I have a company that will give them a $200 travel card.
Yeah, sounds amazing. So how can people find out more, Sherry, if they want to get involved?
I'll give them, the easiest is probably give my email.
Okay.
'Cause that way, it's probably the easiest to remember.
Okay.
It's clacyagent@yahoo.com. So C is for my first initial of my name.
Right.
Lacey is LACEY.
Right.
The word agent, AGENT, @yahoo.com. If anybody has any trouble emailing me, please contact Sam through the radio station, and I know he'll forward it to me, but I would love to help you make a gift to Vietnam, and we will definitely follow up with you with pictures and thank yous, and I'll make sure I get the gift card to you as well.
That's okay. Awesome. So people can find out more. I see there's also a website where people can look at the products and shop for them and everything. Do you want to give that out?
I can. It's kind of long, but I'll say it. It's C Lacey MYRANDF.com.
Sounds good. And people will have a chance to write that down and actually go there and check it out. There's a lot of Rodent Fields products that are amazing. Let me ask you, does like anti-aging work? I mean, you're probably trained to say yes, but...
Before
she's like, no.
Really, yeah, they does, because like... what everybody starts noticing is you start getting those little brown spots. And especially our Hispanic community, when women go through menopause, they start getting those brown patches.
Right.
And a lot of women suffer during their pregnancy from rosacea, you know, that reddening of the cheeks. So we have all different products for that. And even for men, when they're shaving and they get those little razor bumps.
Yes.
We have a skincare line called Soothe that is phenomenal for men that have very sensitive skin, and it gets rid of those razor bumps. They also have a product that is similar to Botox, but it's like a topical treatment. So it is a way that you can, you put these patches on your face, on your wrinkles, and when you wake up, it plumps them up.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I would like that.
Yeah, I would love that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't have wrinkles problems yet, but I anticipate later on.
You got great skin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anytime.
And
I think, you know, like a lot of people, you're probably one of those people that are genetically lucky with some good skin.
I suppose so, but I'm getting the brown spots too, you know, with age and everything. So I'm not looking forward to that. Thankfully, not on my face a lot. But also, I wanted to ask you, so I noticed when I shave, my skin gets very dry afterwards. Do you recommend that I put like something on there, or is it okay just to keep it like this?
No, I do. I do. I do recommend that you, because I think, especially now, we're getting into, you know, our California winter. Look at, I mean, the wind is really whipping today.
Right, and it dries everything out, you know?
Yes. You've got to moisturize, and it's so important to, you know, I put on sunscreen every day.
Every day. Every day. You got to.
Every day.
And you hear it from my mother, my Jewish mother. Put your sunscreen on. Put your sunscreen on. And now I'm like, thank God.
Exactly. And honestly, when I walk my dogs, I probably, you know, some people joke I look like I'm in the witness protection program because I have my hat and my glasses on. But, you know, hats are great for protecting
That's
your
right.
face.
Yeah.
And if you have a brown spot that looks suspicious, do not wait. Check it out. I've seen people's lives saved from doing this.
Wow.
Good point.
Yeah.
Very good
Thank
point.
You very
because
much.
Anything that starts changing shape, texture, size immediately. Because melanoma is nasty.
Yeah, my grandfather had it. And if it's in your family, don't even think. Just make the phone. Go to Yelp, find a doctor. You should have a doctor. Don't go to Yelp. You should have a doctor already and get yourself to that. Because it's 2 seconds and they'll tell you and they'll do a quick thing. I had a biopsy and I was so worried. And she just goes, boop, and it was done. And I didn't feel it. And you know what? Thank God. Thank God. So just make sure you do it, guys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, exactly. Well, Sherry Lacey, everybody, check it out. Roden and Fields consultant also, you know, so if you guys want to get into that, and of course help her brother, Tony, right, is his name?
Yeah, his name is Tony. He used to be LA County Sheriff, and he had a back injury, so he had to leave the Sheriff's Department, but he still is very active in his church and helping children. So we're just very proud of him.
Awesome.
Very cool guy.
Well, Sherry, you're always a lot of fun. And like I told you, if you're ever in LA, just come in and we'll talk. And there's so much to talk about. You're so entertaining and interesting. So I'm grateful to know you and to have you as a friend, Sherry.
Well, likewise, Sam.
Thank
I'm
you.
So proud of you. And I love that you have this platform to get all kinds of information out to your listeners.
Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, Sherry, well, take care. Much success with the campaign.
Good luck
and
with
everything. Yes.
Thank you, guys. Have
okay.
a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Cool.
So you see people get involved in all kinds of things and stuff.
And you grow up in that kind of world, and you just, how nice of our family to say, yeah, let's bring someone on.
Yeah.
Adopt. That's fantastic.
I know.
It's very rare.
I know.
Are you going to the movies?
I'd like to.
Okay. I have some recommendations
for
you.
Yes, yes.
La La Land is supposed to be amazing.
Really?
Yes.
And is that about L.A.?
Yeah, it's Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. And they're the two of them are like Bogart and Bacall. I mean, they are
really,
really become. Well, they've been in now this is their third movie together.
That's true. That gangster movie I liked a lot.
And Crazy Stupid Love they were in together. And they're just adorable.
Right.
And they've
got
a great chemistry. And so apparently it was supposed to be Emma Watson and Miles Teller. Oh, they do. It's a musical, too. So they have to sing. They have to dance.
Really?
It's like a whole big thing. Oh. So you have to find people who can do that.
Right.
So, and Emma Stone was supposed to be in Beauty and the Beast as Belle. But they switched. So Emma Watson became Belle from Beauty and the Beast. And they got Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. And they were like, it's perfect. So it's supposed to be unbelievably great. Oscar nominating performances from both of them. So take a look.
Nice.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's a great actress. I like her.
Oh, yeah.
And she was in that gangster movie where Ryan Gosling was with, who were the other people there? What's his name? I don't know. Later I'll remember that. But the great actors, great lineup.
And great
Emma
chemistry.
Stone,
yeah.
Yeah, Emma Stone came in as totally seductive and beautiful. And
she got those big old eyes, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Big old eyes. But the other movie I'd suggest is Jackie, which is Natalie Portman. And she's portraying Jackie Onassis, Jackie Kennedy.
Oh, really?
And it's right after, you know, they show before and after, but mostly right at her widowhood and basically what became of the iconicness of the widow and of the American widow. So and apparently Natalie Portman's perfect.
Wow.
She's always good, but apparently this is her Oscar nominating performance.
Right. So I guess all these Oscar possible movies there are all coming out right now.
Oh, they're coming out right now. So this one is great. La La Land.
Now, is La La Land the musical then?
Yes.
Oh,
I know.
Okay. So I'm probably never going to see it.
I was
going
to say, I feel like maybe you won't ever see it, but it's supposed to be so good.
Yeah.
No, I know. For people who aren't into musicals, there's a lot of like, jazz hands and things.
Which is probably cool, you know?
But they're melancholy and they're supposed to be great. And then I just watched From Hell to High Water. Come Hell or High Water? Hell or High Water. It's on Netflix and it's Jeff Bridges. And Chris Pine, and it was one of my favorite movies of 2016.
Wow.
Little sleeper, if you're wanting to see a great Western, really slow burn of a story, great character investment, go watch it. Hell or High Water, excellent movie on
so
Netflix.
So that's a Western.
Yeah, it's a Western.
Oh, wow, I like
But it's
those.
In modern times,
yeah.
And it's sort of a bank robbery, but sort of slow, and you get to really like learn. Ben Foster's in it, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a little sleeper, you're home, you want some Netflix, I highly suggest it.
Yeah. But what do you mean by modern day Western?
It takes place like now. It's not like a
spaghetti
Western.
Oh, it does.
Western.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's not a spaghetti. It takes place in Texas. And Chris
But it's still with horses and things like that.
No,
no?
But there are horses, kind of. Like the cop car keeps running into horses crossing the road. So it's a mix between, but it takes place nowadays in cop cars.
Okay,
but Jeff Bridges
okay.
is the sheriff. Of a, you know, this long, cranky sheriff, and Chris Pine and his brother are bank robbers, and it's just about the chase.
Yeah,
and it's a simple story, but it's just done very, very well.
Sounds
very
good.
Well.
Let's
yeah.
check it out. What about Allied? Is that a pretty good movie? Do you think?
So everyone kind of. I haven't heard great things. I've just heard the whole rumor with Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard that they banged on set.
Oh, that's all you heard about the movie?
That's what anyone's talking
yeah,
about.
Right.
It's supposed to be the new Mr. and Mrs. Smith, whatever. I always like Brad Pitt movies because I think he makes me feel things inside. I love Mr. Brad Pitt, even though he's a cheating guy. But I would love to see it. It sounds like a great Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but taking place in Nazi Germany. I think it sounds cool.
Yeah.
He doesn't know if his wife is a spy or not.
Right,
so
exactly.
And
people
unaware.
Tell him she is,
That's
right?
Yeah.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
And he gets involved in all that. You see, I'd like stuff like that.
I think
like
that'd
that.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Or, do you like space movies?
Not necessarily,
okay.
no. Which one is
well,
coming
Well, then don't
out?
Watch Arrival. It's
oh,
Amy
no,
Adams.
That one I
yeah.
do like.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Yeah, but isn't that one about aliens
yeah.
on Earth, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like a Star Wars type of...
Oh, no, it's not sci-fi. It's just
right.
space. Yeah.
Okay, that I love. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So Arrival got
Excellent.
Pretty good reviews, right?
Got great. It's like almost 100%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Did you see it?
My husband saw it and told me about it, and all my friends told me about it. I'm going to go see it soon. But apparently, the poster does not look good.
No?
It looks like every shitty...
That's true.
It doesn't
but,
have a thing, but it's supposedly a great twist in the end, so go see it. It's supposed to be great. Amy Adams is always awesome.
Yeah.
So enjoy.
But the poster looks good. I mean, if you like movies like that, like Close Encounters. And
yeah, but it looks a bit generic. It could be any Amy Adams, like, you know, Jeremy Renner. It's better than I think the poster suggests. It's different.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like The Martian. It's got a really good story.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And that one you didn't get to see yet.
No, but I've read, like, way too much about it, so I already know the twist.
yeah,
and I
right?
know everything about it. Yeah, so it's kind of been ruined.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. I know, there's a lot of spoilers in the media, you know, and you got to be careful. But sometimes they'll just tell you, if you haven't seen it, don't read.
Yeah,
you know?
No spoilers ahead, exactly. Yeah. And then if you're also interested in, like, Downton Abbey things, The Crown was a really good story on Netflix. It's the most they've ever spent on a Netflix, I guess you'd call it series, a miniseries, but it's about the current Queen Elizabeth and her youth and growing up, and it's fantastic.
Wow.
So there's there's 10 episodes, and I binged it in a day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm a bad little binger. Naughty little binger.
As long as it's harmless, who cares, right?
I can't not watch more. Yeah. So if you like those more like British movie, series, it's like kind of Downton Abbey-ish. Really good acting. Claire Foy, really great. I would suggest it.
Sounds good. We have only a few minutes left. Why some couples have more sex than others?
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
And the main reason they're saying you got to look at the personality of the lady.
What does that mean?
So what that means is if the woman is more like laid back, usually they have more sex. Also.
Wait, so if they're more uptight, they don't?
If the woman.
Right.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And the more mellow you are.
Exactly. The more laid back and stuff.
See.
Also, they're saying they should be like curious and willing to experiment and things like that.
They
needed
a study to tell you that?
Well, yeah. No, but I think the important thing is to say that the man's personality doesn't seem to have much effect either way.
They're just apes.
Exactly. Right. I mean, we'll take anything.
It's just apes.
Yeah, so, but they're saying that if the woman's super curious about life and easy to be around, it's more likely that the couple is getting laid.
Yeah, so, I can see that.
According to the study. And the man doesn't really have much effect on this. So, there again, men are not important, you know?
So, like, the uptight type A's aren't getting laid a lot. I wonder if they'd be more mellow if they got laid, and therefore it's a full circle.
Probably, yeah. Right. But I think they need to be agreeable and stuff, too. You know, that's probably one of the things here.
Curious is
that,
good. Curious.
Yeah, curious, agreeable, openness to experience, neurotism.
What's that?
Do you know what that is?
Tell me with
that's
the brain.
How much you react to the sundry difficulties of life.
What's it called?
Neurotism.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a big word that
right?
is. How you
I
react
know,
to
is.
The sundries of life.
The
Jesus.
Sundry difficulties.
Like a Nietzsche word.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
And extroversion also helps.
Being outgoing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're shy, it's not easy to be vulnerable. If you're a woman, you got to. Sometimes you're self-conscious. That's harder to be open.
That's true, right?
Yeah, very, very hard.
But you got. Yeah, I think people have to come out of their shells, especially now when people accept sex as something natural. It's a nice thing. You know, it's not something that's prohibited or
not at all.
People don't talk about or things like that. You know, so people need to mellow out a little bit and have more sex, you know,
and have more confidence. A lot of inner confidence stuff with women and their body issues making them not at all interested.
Right.
Yeah. So that's harder when you're just so self-conscious.
Yeah.
To be like, yeah, let's throw down. So everyone be cool about themselves. Your body looks great. Whoever you are, you look great.
Exactly, you know, and keep that in mind. I mean, I didn't want to like spoil the great show, but you got to be careful with body image and stuff because this teen was bullied.
Yeah, I saw this.
Did you see that? Yeah. Killed herself in front of her family.
Yeah, and this is also not the first in front of family that's been happening.
Right.
The bullying suicide issue has become really prevalent this year, and especially just horrible bullying that's gone unchecked by the school.
It's totally heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking.
And there's nothing they can do, though, because... you can't prove anything, you know? I mean, and they're saying that those kids use apps now. And
yeah, the
all
thing
that.
Is you can because it's all on social media.
Right.
So, like, they can go back. I mean, when I was in school, in high school, someone started a website about how our school sucked. And the FBI got involved because there is a path to check. So a lot of schools need to step up their game with anti-bullying, checking online, being there for their students. I mean, you see this and it goes, the parents have cried, the kid has cried, they've asked for help, nothing is done, the teachers don't do anything. So it's not in every case. I'm just saying, really, when it goes out of hand like this, the school has got to be questioned as to why this went out of hand like
that. Right. But look what they're saying. They're saying actually that the police couldn't do anything because the suspects used an app and it wasn't traceable and they couldn't do something until something happened like they fight. That's the way they quoted it. But
it seems like you could take screenshots of things.
Yeah, that's true. But who knows what happened? The point is that she killed herself, and it's so heartbreaking because of her weight. She was bullied. I mean, you know, kids don't understand the damage that all this bullying is doing.
Yeah, and
you know?
I know this election was tough for both sides, but bullying became a thing with both sides.
Right.
And bullying now, we've seen 900, they said, incidents of bullying ever since the election because it's become nomenclature. It's become normal. So bullying has, I only think, will increase, and we have to take a much harder edge on being more sensitive. I mean, kids take that to heart.
They really do, you know? And I mean, because all you want to be is accepted.
Yeah, you just want to be liked. And don't be a dick.
Yeah,
just and also, exactly. if you know someone's happened being bullied at school, stand up and advocate for that kid.
Yeah.
Because they do not have the voice.
No, it's very hard. I mean, to be one against many
in
school.
Yeah, and you're the one being victimized.
Right.
Stand up for, if it's not your kid and it's someone else, advocate for that kid. Yeah. I mean, my school, which is all hippy-dippy, we have a whole bullying, you know, assemblies and talks. But it really, there's very few incidents because of that. It's brought up. Hmm.
All right, well, we're totally out of time, folks. Tori, have a great weekend. Do you have any big plans or anything?
I think I'm going to shoot a sketch, a female sketch for Funny or Die. So I'll let you guys know. I have a CBS audition coming up today.
Well, congratulations on that.
Wish me luck.
We know you're going to kill.
Kill it all.
As you always do.
Always.
Thank you, Sherry Lacey, for calling in. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see what happens with the sandstorm. I mean, what if it heads here, you know?
God, it's like The Mummy. Remember that scene
in
The Mummy?
Yes, I do. Oh. Wow. Well, on that note, folks, have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
We hope so.
Hopefully.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.